Chinakula community is a community that born in Italy. Now we are present in Ireland for 7 years, and it's just a center that, to help people with addiction problem like drug, alcohol, or people that maybe want to find something in something different in their life and want to find some happiness. The program that we propose is founded on friendship, prayer, truth, and hard work. And through these four pillars, you know, we try to develop ourselves, to know better ourselves, and you know, to develop a good life, our faith, our prayer.
Is it a monastic style life?
It's a little bit a monastic life because we live in the house. We don't leave the house so often, but you know, like we pray a lot. We work hard. We try it with like we don't have television, we don't have radio, we don't have newspaper. We try really to strip life from every distraction, just to be focused on our work, you know, because we have an addiction problem, so we don't need to think too much about what's going on around the world, but we have to be focused on ourselves, to know better ourselves, and because that, you know, is better to don't think too much what's going on outside the house.
Now, for many people, that would sound a really, really strict, difficult way of coming off, even coming off drugs, you know. So how long do people stick with it?
Well, depends, you know, like we ask to the people to stay at least 3 years, but everybody is free to go whenever. But you know, some people can stay a couple of years, some people maybe a few months, some people in the house stay 20 minutes. You know, it's a quite hard life, but you know, it's worth. I can see about myself, you know, to put on the scale my life 3 years. On the street or 3 years in community, I can see now the difference, you know.
Now, before you came to Chinakulo, how bad was your life?
Well, I was just a drug addict for over 10 years. In the last month, I got a problem with the police. I lost all my friends, my family. You know, it was a life without future, without hope. A life of that every drug addict have. And now I can, you know, I didn't have really anything. It was just myself and my addiction. So what I have now is just through community and through God.
Josh, you've come to Knock from Tennessee, isn't that right? And is your story something similar?
Yeah, I would say it's very, very similar to Davide's, because like before, I'd using drugs, using heroin for 6 years, and I lost everything. I'd stolen from everybody that I knew. I lost all my friends. My family was still there for me, but they wanted me to do something. They didn't want me to just keep going on the way that I was. And so, you know, my mom told me about community, and finally, after a year and a half of coaxing, I said, okay, I'll go. And I went to the house that we have in Florida, and I started there. And, you know, slowly, I've become a happier person. I've become a person that I can look at in the mirror and not say, you know, what you had to do today to get the drugs or anything, and just say, you know, I'm still moving on with my walk in community. I'm still trying to change the things that I still need to change about myself, all the things that I don't like, all the things that I still carry inside that I still need to deal with, that I still need to get healing from.
How difficult was it when you went in there first?
It was very difficult in the sense of getting up early in the morning and to go in. You know, they didn't tell me on the orientation about going to kneel on my knees on the tile and pray for 30 minutes before, you know, breakfast every morning, to pray the rosary and everything. And so I kind of, you know, those things were difficult, but then at the same time, like, the difficulties weren't so bad, because I knew I didn't have anywhere else to go, and it wasn't as bad as being on the street. It wasn't as bad as being sick for drugs, you know, and you know, after a while it got to where I wouldn't say that I got used to getting up at 6 o'clock in the morning, but it's just that, you know, I knew that's what I had to do, and that if by doing this I could change, you know, myself after 12 years of drug use, of, you know, first using marijuana and cocaine and alcohol, and then moving on to heroin, that if I could change that 12 years of drug use, of unhappiness, of of despair, and however long it takes, if it takes 3 years, if it takes 4 years, or however long, 5 years, you know, that's nothing compared to the amount of pain and the difficulties that I had before. You know, any of the difficulties that I have in community are nothing compared to being a drug addict, you know, to being stuck in that life of darkness and just desperation every day, you know.
Now, unfortunately, a lot of people today are in the situation that you were in the past. So what would you say to them?
That there's tons of other options than just the road that you're going down, because a lot of times it feels like that's the only way my life is going to go. I'm always going to be a drug addict. I'm always going to have something, whether it's heroin or methadone or alcohol or whatever, that I'm always going to have something. And it's not that way, you know, that anybody can change their life. Anybody can turn their life to God in the end, because I think that's the only thing that's kept me in community is that, or that that's even, you know, even other than community, that has made me happy is to be closer to God, because before I was very far away and I didn't, you know, I didn't know him. I didn't know, you know, even how to pray or anything. And that if I could have, you know, I wish I could have turned to the church before, but it just happened for me. It happened to be that I had to end up homeless and on the street to want to turn my life around, to want to say, okay, maybe I need to do something about it, you know. But I hope that maybe a lot of people can do that without having to go to the extremes that I had to go to, that to maybe take that step a little sooner, to maybe to start to just try to go to Mass and go, you know, or go to church and to, I don't know, to put your life into Jesus' hands, because in the end, he's the only one that can really help, you know, that can truly change your heart from the sadness that you have, you know.